Friendships are some of the main things that make life worthwhile. When you have a friend to confide in, suffering seems more bearable and pleasures are more meaningful. What happens if after a while the friendship starts to drift apart? I talk with Maggie Hohenstein over the phone to discuss her perspective on the topic. Tell me the story about what happened with you and your circle of friends during middle school.
Okay, so in 7th grade, I got really close with this group of 3 other girls. And we basically did everything together, like best friends do. And it was all fine and good, but we each had our own set of problems, and none of us were really the happiest characters. And so then in 8th grade, I started feeling like everyone's problems were coming ahead of mine, and that I was being kind of left out of it all. And so it got to the point where I wasn't saying anything to them. It wasn't that I wasn't talking to them, or that I was, like, giving them the silent treatment or anything. It was just that I didn't really have anything to say a lot of the time. And so we kind of started to fade apart, but none of us really had anywhere else to go, so we didn't. That doesn't really... when I got to high school, I found out that there were ways to deal with problems other than just being upset, and that you could still be a happy person. And so I realized that they were the people teaching me that I should be upset. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. Let's just not. And so I told them all that I didn't want to be friends with them anymore, and we stopped talking.
Was there an event that made you realize that you were drifting apart?
So, in a group of friends, it was me and my one friend, and we both had birthdays in April, and then the other two girls both had birthdays in August. And so we always just had, like, 2 birthday parties each year. And so it was the August party, and we were having, like, a camping trip. But it was supposed to rain, so it got canceled, and we were just having it in my friend's backyard. But it was really hot because it was August, and so me and my one friend, who has the same birthday, like the April birthday, her name is Melina, we decided to sit outside of the tent for a while, and the other 2 girls, Jessica and Katie, we're like, no, we don't want to sit out there. And so they stayed inside. And me and Melina were sitting out there talking, and we realized that they were kind of pushing us down, I guess, because the entire time that we'd been in the tent, they were talking about how they were going to Central for high school and how Masterman didn't mean anything and how... just because we got in didn't mean we were smarter than them and didn't mean that we were any smarter than anyone, really. And we realized that that kind of hurt. Like, we didn't mean that since they didn't get in, they weren't smart. But it did mean something to us that we got in. So I just remember that whole night being really tense and really, like... it just didn't feel like a warm, comfortable place anymore to be with them. And so I think that was really, like, the point when I realized I didn't want to be near them at all.
Did your parents ever find out?
My parents didn't really know about it. I mean, I told them about a month or two after I, like, ended it. But, they weren't really a part of me making the decision. because they had other things and I didn't want to take away from that.
Looking back, do you feel like you sort of understand the situation better? Or do you still feel confused about the way they acted?
It depends on my mood when I'm looking back, I guess. Because there are times when I look back and I'm like, I can't believe I would do that. They were good people, and I shouldn't have done that to them. But then, even when I'm thinking that, I realize that I didn't do that to them. I did it for me. But then there are other times when I look back and I'm like, no, they deserved that. They needed that reality check that what they were doing wasn't okay. And so it goes back and forth. And I don't know, I mean, I've never really come to a firm conclusion that I should or shouldn't have.
If you could go back, would you do anything differently?
Do you mean like during the friendship?
Yeah, like would you have tried to maintain the friendship so that you would continue to be friends even today?
Okay. I think that I wouldn't, if like it's the option between telling them I don't want to be friends and not telling them, I'm definitely that I would have, because we weren't good for each other, and we weren't people who were going to help each other in any way. So that wasn't a healthy relationship, and it did need to end. But if I could go back and like tell them sooner that that's how I was feeling, I might do that. And there was actually a time when I tried to do that, but because I was so upset and unhappy, I wasn't sure of myself as I was saying it. And I said it in a very not straightforward way. And so I was trying to deny it even as I was saying it, and I was trying to make it not real, and so they didn't believe it and they didn't do anything. I was telling them that it wasn't real even when it was real, and so I think I would change that moment, and I think I would try to stop myself from like being dishonest.
What about today? How does this affect you now?
Oh, goodness. Okay. I guess it just, well, it affected how easily I trusted people for a long time, but I've gotten over that. So, I mean, I guess it wasn't that long. But, today it gives me more respect for the friends that I have and the good relationships that I get. And it makes me appreciate more that I like the happy moments that I have, and the moments when even if something's going wrong, I don't feel upset or broken. Because something small is going wrong, because that's what happened all through 7th and 8th grade. If something went wrong, everything was wrong. And so I respect it. The fact that stopped gives me a lot of respect when it doesn't happen.
How did your friends react when you told them that you didn't think you could be friends anymore?
Okay. So, I told them in an email because I wasn't seeing them very often at the time. And so, I needed to just do it and be done, and I couldn't, like, wait. So, they emailed me back, and they were all really confused. They didn't understand because they hadn't, like, felt the way that I felt, and they didn't see the things that I saw. So, yeah, they were mostly just confused and perplexed and angry, because that's a reasonable thing to feel. And they were confused and angry, and they didn't really do anything to stop it. But they asked for a lot of explanations, and I tried at first to give them to them, except I didn't have the explanations that they wanted, and so eventually I just stopped, and I didn't respond anymore, and yeah.
So would you say what you did is something lots of people do, or is it something that people think about but never do?
I feel like it's something that a lot of people think about and start to do, but I don't think a lot of people finish it the way I did. I think a lot of people just, like, force a drifting away from each other kind of thing. So I think a lot of people, like, just slowly stop talking to people so that they don't have to, instead of just confronting them and saying, this is stopping, and making it a clear decision. I think a lot of people think about doing that, but they don't have the courage or the guts or oftentimes the chance to do that. So,
I think that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's really hard.
Realizing a friendship isn't going to work out is a tough thing to take in, especially when it has a sudden end after lasting throughout middle school. What is even tougher is facing the people and telling them how you feel about the declining emotions between each other. Maggie was finally able to express the way she felt to the people she once thought of as friends and was relieved of a lot of stress. She learned to appreciate the relationship she earns and the good times she has with people.